Welcome to On the Green Couch, brought to you by the UNICE Primary Support Center.
Welcome to the Green Couch. My name is Dorothy Booth and I'm chatting to Karina Walsh. She's a mom of two and a professor at the Department of Nutrition and Dietetics at the University of the Free State. Her research interests include nutrition during pregnancy and the early years, HIV and malnutrition, with a specific focus on nutritional health, food security, and transitions from traditional to Western lifestyle and how these impact health. She's published widely and has supervised more than 40 master's and doctoral students. Karina is currently the president of the Nutrition Society of South Africa. We are really fortunate to have her input on how nutrition keeps your body healthy and your brain smart. Welcome, Karina.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Thank you for spending time with us. I know that you're very busy, so let's get straight to the point. Karina, why is a healthy diet important?
Well, the diet, it's actually, as they say, you are what you eat. So the diet really is important for a number of factors. It's important for your body to stay healthy, but it's also important for cognitive development in children and for them to be able to concentrate at school, to maintain their blood sugar levels so that they can really get the best out of their day. Mm. So the first thing about nutrition is that obviously it helps children to grow well. So by looking at the growth of a child, we can very often see how they are, and we can actually see how their environment is as well. So we want children to grow well, not to pick up too much weight as they grow. And then we want them also to be able to be productive. So we want them to do well at school and we want them to do well at sport. And, just to enjoy life and just to be the best that they can be. And I think nutrition helps you to be the best that you can be.
I can imagine that. So cool drinks and takeaways, is that really so bad for you?
A person must always look at moderation. So a treat now and then cannot do any harm. But unfortunately nowadays, if we look at our environment, the food environment around us, it's not a healthy place. So instead of children just enjoying a treat now and again, like takeaways and sugar-sweetened cool drinks, they seem to use these and eat them every single day. And that has implications for their health. These foods, unfortunately, are not nutrient dense. They are very energy dense, but they don't have a lot of vitamins and minerals and healthy nutrients in them. And we're seeing nowadays that the children are drinking much more cool drink than they used to in the past. So the World Health Organization says that we are allowed to use sugar. 5 to 10% of your energy intake can consist of sugar. But when sugar makes up more than that, and in South African children, our most recent surveys have shown that about 30% of their energy intake consists of sugar-sweetened beverages. And that can be quite dangerous. When they drink so many cool drinks, there are a number of consequences. The first is that drinking cool drinks increases your risk for being overweight. And being overweight increases your risk for a lot of chronic diseases like heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, high blood cholesterol, all of these kind of things, which impact your quality of life. Now, when children drink a lot of sugar or drink their kilojoules, they don't feel full. If you eat food that contains a little bit of sugar, it'll make you feel full and you might not have so much. But with cool drinks, children can drink one after the other without realizing that they are full. And as I said, this replaces other healthier nutrients in their diet. So it's got the risk for being overweight, for developing these diseases, and then also the risk of leaving out other healthier nutrients in your diet.
Oh, that makes sense. So now, instead of sending a McDonald's burger or some, I don't know, easy takeaway foods for lunch. What can you say to parents about packing a healthy lunchbox? How can they go about doing that?
Okay, I think what you need when you're planning what to pack is firstly a little bit of imagination, then taking some time to plan, and then listening to the feedback from your kids. I think it's always good to know what they like and choose the healthy foods that they do like and try to include these in a lunchbox. So a healthy lunchbox consists of a variety of foods, and the easiest way to plan or to think about it is to include three groups or three food groups in a lunchbox when you pack it. Make sure that there is a starchy food. So I know there's a lot of talk in the media about starchy foods being unhealthy. And just like we get healthy fats and unhealthy fats, we also get healthy starches and unhealthy starches. So refined starches with little fiber, like pastries, biscuits, cookies.
A muffin.
Muffins even. Yes. You do get bran muffins nut muffins that could be better. We can replace with more whole grain food. So we can use brown bread. We can use even leftover from the previous evening starchy foods like barley, grains. Those are the kind of healthier foods that are higher in fiber. The second food group that we need to include is a protein food, because protein does help children to feel fuller for longer.
Mm-hmm.
And this includes something like cheese or cold meat, maybe a little bit of tuna, especially if they're staying after school. Also peanut butter. And there are a number of others that a person can include. Another protein food is milk. And we spoke earlier about cool drinks. And what also happens when children drink a lot of cool drinks, they don't drink enough milk. And it's becoming more and more evident how important milk is in the diet, not only of children, but in adults as well. This does not have to be plain milk. We can use Amasi, fermented milk, cultured milk, yogurt, which also is a good source of protein and a lot of other nutrients. And then the last group is the fruit and vegetables. So if you've packed a lunchbox and you've included one of each of those, you can be quite sure that it's a relatively healthy lunchbox. So fruits and vegetables, children often don't eat a whole fruit. You could cut it up for them. We could use also raw vegetables, carrot sticks, bits of cucumber. That can be included in the lunchbox. And even though I said the sugar-sweetened beverages are not very good for children, if we include fruit juice that you dilute with water, that also contains quite a lot of nutrients. Juice just as it is has got quite a lot of sugar in it, even if it's natural sugar, but we can dilute it for children. That's quite a nice snack as well.
That's a good idea. Okay, and then what other steps can parents take to encourage their children to eat a healthy diet?
Okay, I think it's important to involve your child. If you involve your child, for example, in activities like packing the lunchbox, even other activities like laying the table, helping you prepare the meals, or planting a vegetable garden, you can be quite sure that children eat the vegetables that come out of a garden that they have planted themselves.
I'm sure. They'll even take some for their teacher, I think. I do this carrot.
So that is always a good idea to involve children.
Mm-hmm.
Often we see that children teach their parents about what they learn at school, but parents also play an important role in modeling healthy behaviors to their children. So I think that's another thing that parents can do, is to model good and healthy behaviors. Then we can never really talk about nutrition alone without talking about being physically active. And I think this is a critically important aspect, because we want to balance the energy that they eat with the energy that they use. So encouraging children to play, to perhaps limit screen time, to sleep well as well, because we do know that children that don't sleep well eat more because they're feeling tired and they're looking for something to give them that energy that they didn't get from a good night's sleep. Mm-hmm. So the reason that children often don't sleep well is because their screen time goes too close to bedtime. And that blue light that they get from the screens prevents them from sleeping well. So children should definitely put away the screens an hour before they go to sleep, at least an hour. But also encouraging children to become involved in activities that don't involve the screen. I'm not saying never include screen time.
Yes.
They can learn important things from screens as well. But very often it's just sort of wasting your time.
Mm.
So being active, playing. Another way of being active is to invite friends over that they can play together with. And then, of course, being involved in sport at school. So sport is something that I wanted to mention. We spoke about involving children. Another important thing is eating together as a family. And when a person is eating, to sit at the table.
Mm-hmm.
This is really where you focus on what you're eating and you enjoy your food. You have that experience of eating that we all enjoy. Whereas if you're sitting in front of the television, you don't have that emotional connection to the food that you're eating. You just eat it. When you're finished, you might be feeling full, but you haven't enjoyed your food. So instead of takeaways, which we talk about fast food, we need to focus on what we say slow food. And this is taking time to cook fresh fruits or use fresh products in your cooking, enjoying the cooking of the meal, involving everyone, sitting together at the table, and really making eating a positive experience.
And that could actually be the hour before bedtime that they don't participate in screen time.
Yes, it probably could.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it really is important to try and involve them. So fitness, activity, together with healthy eating is just a win-win situation.
I'm glad you say that, because in previous podcasts, that was exactly what the speakers concentrated on, and Hilani actually mentioned that if you play a lot, then you sleep better, or at least, you know, sport. If you're active, then you sleep better. So, yeah, definitely all goes together. Thank you so much for your time. And it was very inspirational, and I'm sure that the parents have definitely gained something from our time with you. I know that I am certainly going to change a few things in my home and the type of lunchbox that I'm going to pack for myself when I go to school. So thank you again for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me. It was most enjoyable.
Thank you.